Hi, hi, Low No Nation. Welcome to episode 11 of the Low No Drinker podcast. We are doing things a little bit differently today. Now, normally on the podcast, I am interviewing Low No brand founders or industry experts about the amazing liquids and beverages that they make or their experiences within the Low No beverage industry so that we can get all the information that we need to help us live a life less intoxicated. Now, that format is not going anywhere. I love doing these interviews. I love speaking to brand founders and to industry experts and finding out and expanding my knowledge and sharing that knowledge with you. But I am finding that of late, as I've started to do more speaking events, as I've started to get more emails and questions and comments coming in from social media and all the places where people find me, that there are a lot of the same questions that are coming up again and again. So, starting with this episode, I will be introducing a series of shorter episodes where I tackle some of the issues that you guys are telling me that you are facing when it comes to low and no beverages and living a life less intoxicated. So, whether that is about the drinks themselves, how they're made, the lifestyles around which you are hoping to build a new string to your bow in terms of how you socialize with people and what you drink when you're out, whatever the subject matter is, if there is something specific that you would like me to talk more about in an upcoming episode, then I'd really appreciate it if you just let me know. You can email me. I'm so easy to get hold of. It's denise@lownodrinkermagazine.com. Or you can DM me on Instagram. I'm @lownodrinkermagazine. Or on LinkedIn as Denise Hamilton Mace. So, that being said, today's episode is about a question that I got when I was doing a speaking event earlier on this week. I really loved doing this event. It's great to speak to people en masse and see lots of light bulbs going off in behind different eyes as sort of the knowledge bombs explode when they get to understand the nuances and the challenges and the greatness that is this low and no industry. So earlier on this week at a speaking event, I was asked to explain what is the difference between low and no alcohol and all the terms that people hear around it. So I thought I'd explain that with you here today. So let's start at the beginning. The first term that we need to understand is ABV. This is the term that you'll hear after the number that describes what the percentage of alcohol is in a drink. And that's all it is. ABV stands for alcohol by volume, and it simply means the percentage of the drink in the bottle that is alcohol versus other ingredients such as water, sugars, anything that the drink is made of, depending on what you're drinking. So, for example, if you're drinking a glass of wine, which has an average ABV of around 12 to 13%, then 12 to 13% of the liquid in your wine glass will be alcohol. The rest of it will be grape juice, water, and all the other things that go into making wine. Same with a bottle of beer. If you have a bottle of beer at 5%, 5% of that liquid you're consuming is alcohol. The rest is all the other ingredients. We use the term ABV, preceded by a number, to designate the amount of alcohol that's in a drink and therefore which category it belongs to. Let's start with the first category, alcohol-free. In the UK, alcohol-free drinks are considered to be any alcoholic-style beverage that has an ABV of less than 0.05%. So that 0.05% ABV in the UK is considered to be alcohol-free. However, in America, Spain, most of Europe, in fact, Australia, a lot of the places that we import low and no beverages from. The term alcohol-free in those countries is used to mean an alcoholic-style beverage with an ABV of up to 0.5%. Now, there is a consultation happening at the moment in the Department of Health and Social Care as to whether or not we should change the labelling in the UK so that alcohol-free here means the same as alcohol-free in other places. So that would be changing it from 0.05 to 0.5%. Of course, as with anything, there are some people who are strongly for it and some people who are strongly against it. those who are for it say that it makes sense that pubs and bars and shops and supermarkets and consumers and everybody has the same understanding, no matter where the drink is from, of what the alcohol content will be. Those who are against it say that 0.05 should remain because none should mean none, and that 0.5 is too much to have in an alcohol-free drink. It is worth noting here that there are many products that we consume on a daily basis that contain 0.5% of alcohol or more, but we just don't realise. For example, ripe bananas, orange juice, brioche buns. Some brioche buns can contain up to 2% alcohol. The only difference is that they're not required to be labelled as such. So, along with the fact that there have been many, many studies that have shown it is impossible for the human body to get drunk on a beverage that contains 0.5% alcohol, because we will process the alcohol faster than we can get drunk by it, there is a strong argument as to why we should make everything the same. Because if you are picking up two bottles of beer and they both have the label alcohol free, but one is from the UK and one is imported from, say, the States or Spain, you could be picking up drinks that have different alcohol contents. And if you don't understand that you need to look at the ABV, then you could be consuming more alcohol than you intended to. And if your reasons for not drinking are perhaps medical or religious, that can have a pretty big impact on your day. Hey, I will get you back to the episode in just a second, but first, a quick word from our sponsors. Me. That's right. This week's episode is sponsored by Low No Drinker magazine, the number one UK magazine for sober curious drinkers. Each issue is packed full of news, reviews and interviews from the people, places and brands leading the low and no alcohol revolution. You can subscribe to Low No Drinker magazine and read your copy online or in print anywhere in the world. And subscriptions start from just £3.45. Get your subscription today and use code LONOPOD to get 20% off your first two issues over at lonodrinkermagazine.com. With 24 years of experience in hospitality myself, I know firsthand just how intense an environment it can be and just how far down the rabbit hole you can go. The We Recover Loudly podcast, hosted by Shel Regini, aims to show people that it is possible to recover from these destructive patterns and to still work within the industry they love. Shel talks to front of house and back of house team members, interviewing everyone from chefs and bartenders to managers and operations, as well as mental health professionals, about the reasons why there is so much addiction, burnout, anxiety and depression in the industry. She asked the question, if alcohol and drugs were never the problem, but the solution, then what changes do we all need to make to allow the hospitality industry and its people to survive and thrive? Subscribe now to We Recover Loudly, wherever you get your podcasts. And now, back to the show. The next label that we have in the UK for our drinks is de-alcoholized. Apart from being a very long word, de-alcoholized means drinks where the alcohol has been removed and the remaining liquid is no more than 0.5%. De-alcoholized is another misnomer. A lot of producers who have drinks at 0.5% will brew their drinks up to 0.5 rather than removing the alcohol afterwards. So there's a lot of producers out there who get frustrated by the fact that the label de-alcoholized includes their beverage because they don't feel they sit into that category. The next label is non-alcoholic. Now, non-alcoholic is a term that's usually associated with drinks that aren't expected to have alcohol anyway, so more like soft drinks. The most important thing to note about the term non-alcoholic is that brands are not allowed to use the term in front of regularly associated alcohol words such as gin or rum. So a brand is not allowed to call their product a non-alcoholic gin or a non-alcoholic rum because those terms are protected and those drinks must meet the minimum standards of alcohol, which is at least 37.5%. Some drink types like bourbons will have higher minimum ABVs. The only exception to this that you might see if you are of a religious disposition is sacramental wine. So those wines are allowed to be labelled as non-alcoholic. The last label that we'll talk about today is low alcohol. Now, drinks that are labelled as low alcohol are allowed to be up to 1.2% ABV. Now, here's one more reason for you why the consultation that's taking place to look at the labelling of drinks may well decide that we should label everything that is alcohol-free as 0.5%. According to the Licensing Act, when you are in a pub or a restaurant or any licensed premises, they consider alcoholic beverages to be wines, beers, spirits, porters, stouts, or any other alcoholic beverage sold above 0.5%. So according to the Licensing Act, alcoholic drinks start at 0.5%, but according to the guidelines, alcoholic drinks start at 0.05%. It is such a minefield of confusion for people, and it is little wonder that everyone is really confused about what it is that they're drinking, what the ABV should be, what the labels mean. The other thing to bear in mind with this, and this is really important to recognise, is that whilst all of these labels that I've given you are the current guidelines, they are just that. They are only guidelines. This is not law. According to the UK government, brands do not have to use the labels alcohol-free, low alcohol or de-alcoholized on their drinks. If they do choose to use those labels, then they are expected to follow those guidelines. And if they're found not to be following the guidelines, action can be taken against them, whereby they would be forced to relabel things, perhaps pay compensation to people who feel that they've been misinformed, but it is not the law. So, all this to say, when it comes to choosing which type of low-no beverage you are going to drink, just be careful. Don't just go by the label if there is one. Make sure you look at the ABV on the bottle to see what percentage of the drink that you're about to consume will actually contain alcohol. There you have it, guys. Hopefully that has helped to shed some light on the labelling of low and no beverages here in the UK and not made things more confusing for you. If there are any of those labels or areas that you'd like me to expand a bit more on, then let me know in the comments or drop me an email. Wherever you are watching or listening to this podcast, I would really appreciate it if you would like, subscribe, rate and review, whichever one's easiest for you, wherever you happen to be listening, whether you are on audio or watching on YouTube, because that really helps me get the word out to more people who might be looking to live a life less intoxicated. And don't forget to check out Low No Drinker magazine, the number one UK magazine for mindful and sober curious drinkers. Until next time, Low No Nation.